everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people. The redemption of God always amazes me, because the Lord knew how men would react to what he's doing. And he knew how Satan would react to drive men away from God. But he knew that there are people out there trapped in the world, and they won't believe a lie. There are some that were born in a place where there was just no hope of anybody coming out being saved. But remember, God put a part of himself in each of us. And some people just won't quit till they learn what's truth. And they desire to know the truth. And when they hear it, they attach themselves to the truth of God's word. And they receive it by faith. And sometimes on these broadcasts, you hear me talk about how Jesus appeared to people. Now, God has made something called YouTube. The internet, computer systems, it lets people share information. And it's not controlled by any government. It's not controlled by the world. Even though the world uses it, everybody uses it. And there's a lot of wrong. The evil men will always do something evil with whatever they get their hands on. Even salvation. Some people get saved and they love this world and they always go back to the world. Men don't always do right by the salvation that God has provided us with. And so how much more would they do wrong with the internet and YouTube and Facebook? But these things give us a voice. With the World Wide Web, we're connected. I come from a good neighborhood, but it was close to the airport, and they wanted to fly the planes a little lower, so they bought the houses in the surrounding area. And our wonderful neighborhood was dispersed. But people keep up with each other on Facebook, but I just don't use Facebook. I'm so busy, I never dedicate myself to answering people back, so I just didn't bother with it. But I do deal with the website, and people go on there and they communicate with each other and stay in touch. It's a good thing. It was meant to be, everything of God was meant to be good. But Satan distorts everything. Every gift that God has given, Satan tried to twist it. And that's what keeps man in trouble. But with the internet, people have access to information. And some people are out there, they don't have internet. They don't have computer systems and smartphones. So Jesus will appear to people that are sincere. Because they are his people. He loves them. He loves all men. Everybody. Men just don't always love God. And when the Lord knows that people are sincere, he get the word to them some kind of way. He even raised people up just to get the people he's after. That's why I say every ministry is not going to do what you see on TV. Every ministry won't become so great that it's well known. The Lord sends people where he's needed, to where he'll be received. And we just have to go where the people are and get them out. And everybody has a part to play. So when you fulfill your mission, God is going to greatly reward you for it. And every mission that God gives us, every assignment, it's not always glorious to men. But it's always, and I mean always, important. If God said do it, it's very important. And we should never let what God gives us fall to the ground. Now, if whatever God gives us, whatever he says to us, is very important. It's not just a good idea. It is very important, well thought out and well planned. So what has to happen is, like I always say, we got to get on board with God and stop trying to get God to get on board with our little old minute plan. Whatever we greatly imagine, whatever's big to us, is very small to God. But whatever God say do, that's what's going to work. That's where your anointing will work its best. And that's where you're going to have the best success. Now, as we follow God, as we learn His ways and endeavor to do His will, we're going to find out that we cannot fail if we obey Him, if we stay in faith about it. That's why Jesus said, to those that believe, they'll do greater works than He did. That means we have to always believe. If we don't believe, if when a man stop believing in what he's doing, he'll quit. He won't put his heart in it anymore. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in what God said. Stoke the fire and do it, because it will work. Everything that God has blessed you with, be in agreement with it and receive it. If your body needs healing, be in agreement with the fact that Jesus paid a high cost for you to have total healing. And don't look at the world. Don't govern your life by what the world does and by what most people do, even most Christians would do. Receive your healing, because He paid a high price to give it to you, just like salvation. Receive salvation, receive healing. Whatever, even if it's minor stuff, believe God for healing. Because when you win and you minister to others, you have to realize that the kind of person that you are, everybody that look to you, that's the type of person they'll be. We bear fruit after our kind. So if we win in life and we bear fruit, our fruit will win too. There won't be a doubt in their mind. They'll win. They will seek God till they find Him. That's why I minister a lot according to God's word. And everybody that hear me, I want them to be at their best potential. So that means that I seek to live at my best potential, at my best integrity. Everything I do, I want it to be right. I want it to be of God. I want it to be honorable. And I want all of my failures to be greatly reduced, and I want all my successes to be great in God's eyes. Now, even though you may have setbacks and challenges because of the warfare, just win the war. And then the people that listen to your ministry and receive from you, it gives them an edge. It's just like parenting. Parents that win in life, they produce children that win in life and don't take no for an answer. But when you listen to the speech of cold religion and what other people are doing, then you'll notice your children doing the same things, having the same vulnerabilities. And that's not of God. We need to make sure that they have a chance to live and go forward and not backwards. We don't need to leave hurdles behind for our children to jump over. We need to fight the very good fight so that they'll start fighting the very good fight. And we need to win. Now, I was thinking yesterday how the dangers of doing what God said don't do. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, that's the world system. And when people get involved with these things, they become very dangerous to life. Lust is something you cannot satisfy. And if you think about everybody that became greedy, they can't get enough. They can't go somewhere and just enjoy life. They are driven to the darkness of greed. And they can't rest till they get more. And they ruin relationships. They hurt people. They take what others have. And they're running out of time every day. And, you know, we really don't live long. The average lifespan is 70 to 90 years. That's not much time. And if you accumulate all this wealth, you're not going to be able to enjoy it long. You'll enjoy it till your health fails. Your body wears out. And death works in our bodies. So lust will take your life away. And you won't even realize it. The lust of the eye. You can't get enough money, possessions. The lust of the flesh. You'll spend your life trying to be satisfied. Lust can never satisfy you. It creates a void in your heart that you're always longing to fulfill. There's no fulfillment in the world system. There's no rest. And when people go to hell, they have no rest. They're always in torment. They have no rest, in pain. They can't go to sleep. They can't get any rest. And there's absolutely no satisfaction ever again for those who go to hell. And they cause unrest on earth while they live, and they have unrest forever, because that's what they sold. And that's the kingdom that they fell under. And that fire is hot, and they'll never get any more water. They'll never get any more food. They'll never get to shop. They'll never get to do anything fun. Nothing. And Satan's trying to destroy everybody with the pain of death. So death has a sting to those that's in the world, but it has no sting to those who believe on Jesus Christ. And pride. When people are proud, they have to be the first wherever they go. They can't be second. They always endeavoring to be first. They always trying to be preeminent. These are three dead ends. Dead ends. There's an end to it. Proud people don't live forever. Lustful people don't live forever. And greedy people don't live forever. They stop living when they start endeavoring to do those things. If you go back and analyze what God said do in the first place, it took all three of these problems of the world to break God's law and eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said don't do it. Don't try to satisfy yourself with the lust of the eye. The word tells us that when Eve saw the fruit, that it looked good to the eye, and it was a fruit to be desired, to make one wise, to make one preeminent. It looked good to the flesh. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And when she ate off it, nothing happened yet, because she was totally deceived by this lie. And then Adam ate off of it, and their eyes were open, and they died that day. Now, they died the day that they ate. Not the 24-hour period day. But they didn't live 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day to God. Adam lived to be 939 years old. And it didn't record how long Eve lived. But she died around the same time. So the first man made, he only lived to be 939 years old. And the oldest man recorded is Methuselah. He lived to be 969. Nobody lived 1,000 years. Nobody lived the whole day. They didn't even last a day with God. You know, they didn't make it through the first day. They died on a Sunday. The 1,000 years would have been that Sunday. And then the flood happened on Monday. And then the promise was given. Jesus came 2,000 years later on Wednesday. And he died for us, rose again. And grace lasted about 2 days. So now it's like Friday night. And it could be even begin to be into Saturday morning. Or Saturday, you know, the evening is the beginning of the day. Jesus is going to reign 1,000 years. So he's got to, he turned the clock off for the tribulation has to be paid. And grace has a limited, it's a limited time frame. The age of grace lasts 2 days, Thursday and Friday. So we got to understand that our time is short. Because Christ is going to reign that last 1,000 years. And then sin will be put away forever. The great white throne judgment will happen. And every soul that ever was made will worship God. And then they'll be rewarded and put into the lake of fire. And that's no future. But when people believe on Jesus, their righteousness is of him, not of what they do. We do good works because we can. We've been enabled to do them. But our good works don't make us righteous at all. To the people that we serve, we're a blessing. But the good deeds we do and the miracles we work and the word that we preach, that helps us and encourages us. But the reason we're righteous is the blood of Jesus. And the reason we serve God is because he enabled us to do so. So as long as we believe in what Jesus is doing, what the Holy Spirit guides us to do, we'll continue. And we'll do great works. And we'll be the blessing we're designed to be. We already been made righteous. The hard part is done. And now we have to walk out our life and work out our own salvation. We begin to finish what the Lord started in us. And we go forward and not backwards. We don't let things deter us from what we're supposed to do. All forms of satanic distractions, we must destroy them. And continue to believe in what God has given us. And everything that's wrong is a perversion. And we need to see, we preach the good news. We live the life of God, the life he created. And living the life of God is light all by itself. And it makes the world mad because they can't do it. And because they don't want to. The wicked always get offended by the truth of God's word. They hate it. And they don't even know why. Because they love the world. The love of the world is enmity against God. It always will be. Doubt is sin. And God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. His children and Satan's children. Those who follow Jesus and those who follow the world system. But when we reveal the light, there are some who are going to definitely come and they won't let anything stop them. They can detect that it's the gospel and they're going to come running to it. And then there are some that over time, like me, they'll get out of the world. Some people have, you know, the way they think has to be dealt with. And the Lord give them his word. And then when the word gets strong enough in the heart, they come out of the world. I was told about Jesus when I was 10. I was explained fully when I was 10. But I didn't get saved until I was 19, almost 20. But some people are more honorable. When they hear the gospel, they receive it with gladness immediately. And then they allow the word to grow roots in them. And they stick with it and they don't let anything stop. And then there are those who hear the word and they come out because they see other people live the gospel. And then they grow from glory to glory. And they come out because some other people that they love or respect come out. Some people don't come out on their own just by hearing the word. Some people, they have to see other people live the life first. But whoever come out, I thank God for it. And the Lord is gathering people out of this cotton picking world. And I thank God for every soul that comes out, because they'll get to live forever and be a blessing that God fully intended them to be. I thank God for the weak and the strong. And I thank God for every man and woman of God who love God and seek to bless Him, seek to be like Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.